And we're talking about conversationality on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. I'll be glad to make your acquaintance over there. Hop over onto that platform and say hi. Lead in lines is what we're talking about today on the short daily podcast as we head further up to episode 500. Yeah, nearly 500 episodes in a row are becoming in the next few days. What are lead in lines? Well, by creating the atmosphere of a conversation, it's easier to pretend you're actually in one. Most commercial copy, as we said a couple of weeks back, sets up a problem and then provides a product, brand or service as a potential solution. For example, want to get your laundry whiter than white? After that, you'll presume that the answer will be, yes, I do, but how? Acting is reacting to the response that you got. You're having a conversation, albeit a one-sided one. Do that and you'll sound less robotic, yeah? So feel as though you're having a conversation and you'll sound less robotic. Feel as though you're having a conversation and you will sound more conversational. Sometimes I like to surprise my friends by calling them up and just launching straight into a conversation. Yeah. So imagine the scene. They pick up the phone and instead of a usual preamble of, hi, Jane, how are you? Hi, Jane, have you got a moment? Hi, Jane, I wanted to tell you about so-and-so. I may, as soon as they answer, simply say, you free Sunday? Or, unbelievable. It throws them. I've destroyed the conversational expectation. Now, similarly, if you start a script read going straight into the first sentence, then mentally you're unprepared. It's unnatural just for someone to say 3, 2, 1, point to you and have a red light go on in your booth as you talk into a microphone as though you're talking to one person who you can't actually see and that one person who is going to be listening to you at some time in the future and may have heard you say this exact form of words before, and anyway you're reading off a glass screen or a piece of dried wood pulp just by starting off saying the all-new Pontiac Mercury has all-round safety buffers, or got a stubborn stain that you just can't shift, or the Port of Dover is closed tonight and hundreds of lorries and their drivers are queued up through Kent. Logically and naturally, you need to have a reason to start saying those things, permission, if you like, from your listener to get into the tone zone. And that's what we're going to be discussing a little bit more tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.